This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This morning that are feeling low, feeling like they have no value, feeling down and out, that this woman of God will encourage, or this program will encourage those that believe that God cannot use them. So please stay tuned. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon, an hour with us.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Husband,
hallelujah. Greetings
husband.
In
Welcome,
the wonderful name
guys.
Of Jesus. Apostle Brian, what a great honor and a privilege it is always to be in your company. I enjoy your company. I enjoy being here. And, you know, the topic that we're going to discuss on, you know, is that sometimes people feel insignificant. Sometimes people feel that they cannot, you know, attain it, cannot make it. Sometimes people feel that, you know what, this is not for me. But what I want to say this afternoon to each and every one of you, that while you and I are alive today, that there is a purpose in your life, that God wants to do something specific in and through you. And if I'm going to take it a notch up from the start, I want to say to someone, get out of the place of comfort, of complacency, and of complaining, and begin to walk in God's purpose through the lens of the Word of God, and you see what the Lord will do in your life. Against all odds, you know, God used Pastor Natasha Fink. Amen. And he wrote within her, you know, he raised her up. So if you can do it for me, if you can do it for you, Delia, if you can do it for Pastor, you know, we believe that God can do it for you.
Amen.
And so please stay on the dial. We have to go back to a song break, I believe. And then when we come back, we will dive into this topic. God can, irrespective.
Amen. Amen. Enjoy, beloved. We are back. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to all our listeners. So we've got Natasha Fink in the studio this afternoon. Wonderful woman of God. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker. She's a pastor. She's a singer. She's an ex-radio presenter as well. So she's an entrepreneur, you know. And I was just, when I read your bio, Pastor Natasha, I was so blessed by the fact that you are so resourceful, you know, and that you are doing so many things. And in my mind, as a woman, you were mother, you were grandmother, you were wife. How do you make it work? Where is all this energy coming from? Where is all this confidence coming from? So, yeah. Please share with us, welcome the guest, and then share with us your background and so forth, and what makes this amazing woman.
Yes, thank you very much for the compliment, if I can say so. And also thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today in the program Salt and Light. Also, Adela, thank you also for the opportunity to be here today. Now, you know, I hear all the accolades and the titles that you are mentioning. And you know what? It takes me back to, I think it was in 2023, and that was where the whole shift in my life happened, or where the whole transformation in my life happened. And you know, with all of the things that you just mentioned now, you know, being a wife, mother, grandmother, entrepreneur, all of those things, it just takes me back to 2023. I was at a women's camp. I needed to go and minister there. And the Holy Spirit said to me in that moment, when you're going up there, you're not going up as Natasha, the radio presenter. You're not even going up as Natasha, the television presenter. You're also not going up as Natasha, the author. You're not going up with any of those titles when you go and stand there in front. Okay. But you're going up with the most, as a child of the Most High God, and that is the most or greatest ever title that each and every one of us can have. So I just thought, let me just throw that out there. So that was just what God mentioned to me in that time. And that was where the whole transformation took place in my life. I used to be a presenter. Yes, I used to do all of those things. I am still doing it, but the Lord just started showing me how to shift my life, you know, how to put Him in front, and then all the other things will be added unto you, you know.
Seek ye first.
Yes, you know, because, and I spoke to somebody else the other day, and he said to me, and I told him where I find myself in this moment and in this season, and he said to me, you know what, Natasha, sometimes God allows us to do all of those things, all of those things that you see, that you hear. He allowed me to do all of these things, and now he said to me, Natasha, now you come back. Now you come back, now you come and sit at my feet, and now you come and listen. What is the next step? What is the next move? What do you want? What do I want you to do next, you know, in your life? Yeah. So by the grace of God, I've done all of these things. Mm. And God really kept me. You know, I was busy this morning, and I just listened to your voice out again of what you wanted, you know, to speak about today. And I was just looking back on my own life for this past 7 years, and all that I can say was, I ran with a vision that the Lord gave me.
Wow.
Ek het regtig gehardloop met die visie wat God vir my gegee het. You know, when I came to the Lord, I asked Him, what is it that you want me to do, Lord? Hmm. Ek is 'n reg of verkeerd mens, wit en 'n swart mens, wat's 'n grys tussenin, you know, all the other colors. Ek moet net, so gee vir my nou die visie, wat moet ek doen? What is the next step? What must I do? And that was how God taught me in this time, you know, and in the season, what comes first, what comes next, how to make time for your children, how to make time for your own life, how to make time for yourself, how to make time for your husband, how to make time for ministry, how to make time for work, you know, and that was what the Lord taught me in. I've done everything, yes, yes, showed me how to do everything, but especially these past last 2 years, 2023, 2024, and 2025, He has really showed me what to do. What is the next step? How to do that? Yeah. What not to do? You know? Yeah.
Pastor Natasha, share with us where you come from. Where you started off. Because sometimes people think, you know, the enemy causes people to make all kinds of excuses of their background. Mm. They didn't have this. They didn't have that. Their parents wasn't the ideal parents. Yeah. They didn't grow up in the right home, and that's why they cannot. Mm. You know, it's for those people, not for me.
Yeah.
So share with us your background. Where do you come from? How did it all start? How did you meet Jesus?
In short, I will always say where my life started. What can I say? Where my life drastically fell apart was at the age of 12. Started drinking, started smoking, started clubbing, you know, doing all kinds of wrongs, being with guys, being with friends that is older than me, you know. I looked like I was older than my normal age. So ek kon gou by die dance clubs ingegaan het without them realizing, but I was only like 13 years old, you know, 12 or 13. So, you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
Jy speel met vuur, so jy gaan brand met die vuur.
Yeah.
So at the age of 14, I was pregnant, and this guy just left me. He was 15, I think he was 15 or almost 15. And he also left me when he found out that I was pregnant. The wife that he's married to now, they actually started going out, and I was just off the radar. My daughter passed away last year at the age of 32.
Sure.
He was never a part of her life.
Wow.
And that was one of the saddest parts, to think that, yes, my husband stepped up to the part. My husband was a father in all of the ways, you understand, in many ways. But just to think that that person that was your biological parent, he never, she saw him, but there was never a bond. You know, that was one of the saddest parts for me, for her life, you know, as a mother.
Yeah.
And but any rate, so yes, I fell pregnant. He left, so said, seep gaan koop, and I weg, gone, you know, with the wind, but I thank God for that as well, because if he didn't leave, where would my life have turned out? Surely it wouldn't have been here where I'm at today.
Yeah.
So I was 15, and my mother decided, but I'm not going to keep the child. I need to give the child up for foster care.
Wow.
One of the worst things that could happen to me at that age, and I, like I was saying this morning when I was just sitting and writing down and things came to my mind, where I needed to learn to fend for myself. where I needed to fight for myself, where I needed to learn, if there's nobody for you, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit down and mope and just verdwijn van jylle aarde af because nobody is there to sit with you?
Wow.
So I needed to find at that age already that I am going to make something of my life. I was in a very dark space. I was being hidden away from the church, family, community, school, even my own parents hid me from the whole world. Sure. Nobody had to see me. And one day I was sitting in the room and I was sitting on the floor. I think it was very dark.
Pastor Natasha, sorry to interject.
Yes.
We need to go to a song break quickly.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll continue this.
Amen.
Praise God. Beloved, don't go away. We're going to play this song. It's called On My Knees. On My Knees. Enjoy, and we'll be back.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with this profound pastor, mother, grandmother, author, on all of the titles. Amen. Hallelujah. We are so blessed to be in your presence, Pastor Natasha. And when Pastor Natasha was speaking, the one thing that I've picked up immediately when she said there came a time in her life where she made a choice. She decided, you know. And this morning I was reading and meditating on the word, and there was two particular women in the Bible, the two widows. Mm. The one widow, you know, she asked the prophet, you know, she said, you know what, I'm in debt here, and you know, they're going to collect my debt, you know. And the prophet said, but what do you have in your hand? You know, what is it? And she said, at first she said, no, but I have nothing, I have nothing, you know. And the prophet said, no, man, what if? And she said, I have a little oil, she said to the prophet. And the prophet said, bring the oil, get some jars, and then, you know. And so the lady, even in that time, there's many people, Pastor Natasha, they say to themselves, they have nothing, they can do nothing. I mean, in your circumstances, I mean, to have a child at the age of that tender young age, that was in back in the day, it was a groot skandal. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, there was another lady, another widow, you know, in the Bible, and Elisha again, you know, and she said, and the prophet said, bake me a cake, you know, and to have a little farm. And when she became obedient to the prophetic word, when you became obedient to God's word and said, look, you know what, I'm going to decide now. I can't, you know. Amen. And then things begin to move in your life. And I want to encourage someone today that when you become obedient, living from a place of, you know what, I know I feel a certain way, but I am going to make a choice that I will not go down this way. And so, Pastor Natasha, I don't want to talk a lot. You are here. Feel free, woman of God.
Yes.
So you decided.
Yeah, I decided. I was sitting, and I think that was where the whole crux of the matter changed for me. You know, as a young girl, being 15 years old, everything seemed dark around me. I have to give up my child for foster care. The guy ran away. I'm 15 years old. I didn't see life for me. I truly didn't see life for me. I truly didn't see that anything will come out of my life, you know. And I was sitting in that room all alone, you know, busy talking to the Lord. Ni gered ni, ni bekeer ni, but no, there is a God,
there's
you know.
God.
And I was talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, when you help me out of this, I will surely make sure and tell everybody what you have done for me. And that is what I'm doing. Ek sê mense kan moeg raak van my story. Ek kan nie moeg raak nie. Because it's of the goodness of God. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I have been?
Yeah.
As die Here nie na my gebed geluister het van 'n 15-jarige meisie nie, waar sou ek gewees het? I surely wouldn't have been here today. And I said to the Lord, another thing is, Lord, I will make something of my life. And I made that vow and covenant to the Lord, but I made that covenant to myself as well.
Thank
you know,
Lord.
First and foremost to myself. And that is what I'm running with. That is what I'm still running with. And you know what?
Yes.
Last week I said to the Lord, you know, most when we get a bit older, dan kom die kwale en die goetjies. I just said, Lord, you know, and I just said, Lord, please don't let me leave this earth without doing what you have called me to do, Lord. Lord, let me do everything that you have told me to do, Lord.
Amen. And you know, Natasha, and that is profound, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah. So it has to start in here and up here. When you decide within yourself that my life is going to count for something, that I'm going to make something,
that's amazing.
You know, by the grace of God, by the strength of God, by the power of God, I'm going to make something of my life. Yeah. It has to start from the inside.
Amen. So, Pastor Natasha, you're saying to us that at that stage of 15 years old, you weren't saved.
No.
You weren't, you know, churchy, you were, but you were just crying out to God, and He heard your prayer. I want to say to every listener today, you know, when you cry out to God, when you speak, there is a God, and when you cry out to Him, like Pastor Natasha cried out to Him, even in an unsaved state, He heard your cry.
Amen.
He heard your prayer. That's so powerful, Pastor Natasha.
And you know what? When people do that, they think their life just changed. It's a magic wand.
Yes.
That God just do that. No.
Genie.
Yes, you know, no, it doesn't happen like that. It takes years.
It takes a
while for you to get there to that place, you know? And got up, you know, and went on with my life at the age of 4 days old. I was all alone giving birth in hospital, you know, don't know what to do, what to expect, a young girl. And at 4 days old, I had to give my child up for foster care.
Sure.
It wasn't a nice time for me, wasn't a nice, you know, being to know that you have carried that child for 9 months. You bonded with that child. You spoke to that child. You felt that child kicked. And now you have to give that child up. Mm. You can't nurse that child. That child can't sleep by you. You give it away like almost like a dog. I have to give his puppies away, you know. And yeah, my sister was also pregnant at that time. Her child is 2 months older than my child, and she's laying with her child in bed, and I'm laying alone there with nothing in my hands. So it was a trial time for me as a young girl, and that is, I think, where the resilience and the tenacity came in, because I had to learn to get up. Irrespective of what, I had to get up, irrespective of what my life looked like. My mother would always say to me, smile, put a smile on your face. And I think that was one of the reasons that where I am at today, not to cry. Yes, we do cry sometimes, but to know I have to get up. I can't stay stuck in this situation.
Amen.
There has to be a way out, you know? I always will say to the Lord, Lord, whenever I am in a situation, what do you want to teach me out of this, Lord? What must I take out of this, Lord? What do you want to say to me through this, Lord, because I need to learn out of this situation. When my daughter died, when she went through the cancer, Lord, what do you want to teach me through this? What do you want to say to us through this? So the two of us could relate to one another, that we need to go back into the generational curses, into the generational bloodline, because that is where it all started, you know. It started out as something small. When I asked my mother, where is the cancer in the family? No, that one died of cancer, and that one, and the Lord showed me that they were just satisfied with the cancer in the family, and yet it struck my daughter. So what are we going to do? Are we also just going to say, oh, my daughter died of cancer, or are we going to rip that cancer out in the name of Jesus Christ, you know? So I had to learn from a very young age to stand on my own two feet. At the age of 17, I fell pregnant yet again. My mother wanted to do the same thing. I cried to the Lord. I prayed to the Lord, because I knew I was never going to make it in life. If the second thing would have happened, I knew that would have been my downfall.
Okay.
And when I was pregnant and I had the child, the Lord said to me, I needed to give you that child to keep you sane. So that you can know there's another person on this earth that you need to look after. Because I was struggling with giving a child away, not being able to have the child with me. So God needed to give me that. Now you will say, oh, how can God give you another child out of wedlock? We don't know God's ways. He said to me, also in my unsaved situation, he said to me, but I needed to do, he needed to give that child to me. At the age of 19, I met my husband. I said to him, that's nog a kind. And as a hond ook. So if you want me, there's two girls and there's a dog. You are a young man. You're not even married. You know, it comes without blemish and everything. And here I am, you know, with my whole baggage. And that was also how the Lord taught me His love, when my husband accepted me with all of those baggage and, you know, took me with the children and everything. You could have walked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have walked off, you know? And that was also where my life started to change.
Sure.
My whole life started to change when I was standing in front of the altar with us, with my husband. The Lord said to me, and that's why I knew the Lord was already speaking to me that time, even though I wasn't saved. And he said to me, this is your husband. I've kept you for him.
Mm-hmm.
And there I realized anything could have happened to me in my state. During the night, sure. We go clubbing, we go partying, we get into any car, they take us home. I could have been killed along the way, but sure. God kept me for this man.
The Lord kept you.
You know?
Amen.
And many things happened in between, and by the age of 25, 26, the Lord came and knocking on my door, and I said, Here, I'm still too young. I can't serve you now. It's old people who serve you, not young people. And the Lord left me for a year, for a whole year. And there I knew my life was starting to go down the drain. Mm. It wasn't the same as that I was a year ago. Mm. And I needed to make a choice and said, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord.
Amen.
I can't say no anymore. There's no other way for me. I've done it all. I will always say, I've done it all. I've seen it all. I bought the T-shirt. I wore it all. And I threw it away. So yeah. There was nothing else for me to do but as to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior.
Wow. That's awesome. And
saying to what Pastor Natasha is saying, you know, there comes a time in your life, you know, where God intervenes.
Yeah.
You know, there comes a time in your life. I remember Pastor Natasha, when I met my wife, amen. And I met her, and she said to me, I was talking and we were chatting, and said, you know what, I have a little problem. And I said to her, what's the little problem? And she said, you know what, I have a little daughter.
Mm.
So I said to her, praise God. Well, not praise God. I said, I also have a problem. I have a little boy. Amen. And that problem,
yeah.
That sometimes you see the problems in your now.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says something very profound, Pastor Natasha. Whatever the enemy meant for evil, God has the power to turn it
Amen.
Around for the
Amen.
Good of those who love him.
He turns our mess into a mess.
26 years later, amen, we are still serving the Lord. Amen, praise be to God. Our little daughter is not so little anymore. Our little son, my little son that I said, I've got a little problem. I've got now 4 grandchildren by the grace of God.
I'm that son.
You know, so the kingdom of God is growing, you know, when we lead them to Christ. And amen, hallelujah. But you know what? Whatever the enemy meant for evil, God turns it around for the good of those who love him.
All things work together for good. For those that love the Lord, He turns things around. He brings our lives into order. He
Hallelujah.
Brings the chaos, the
Hallelujah.
Mess, the bad choices, bad mistakes that we made.
Yes.
He turns it around and turns it into glory.
Amen.
And who would have known, Pastor, that there's all these things, you know, turn out to be an author, for the glory of God. Wow, that's so amazing, eh?
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Sure. So, Pastor Natasha, how did the pastoral come about? We've got 2 minutes before we go to a song to just share with us, how did you go from getting to know God and accepting Him and then stepping into this woman that knows that God has called her for such a time as this?
Yeah. When I came to the Lord, like I just mentioned to you earlier, I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? What did you call me for? You didn't just call me because calling is calling, and there we just go on. You called me for something, Lord. And, you know, life went on, did ministry, even in church. We were youth pastors, my husband and myself, for 5 years. We were actively busy in the church.
Involved in the church.
You know, and then I started doing Bible college as well. But I always heard this nudge here, you know. I always heard this nudge that God wanted me. And every time I would hear full-time ministry, I said, Lord, what was I going to do full-time ministry? Please, Lord, I don't want to do this. And then 7 years ago, the Lord just said to me, come away from the noise. And I said, Lord, what noise? And the Lord said to me, just come away from the noise. And when I came away from the noise, He showed me I need to go finish my pastoral. I spoke to my husband and I said, Lord, I don't want people to think that I want to be above my husband, because that's not the case. He's the head. I'm you know, beneath him. And you need to tell me, Lord, you need to tell him before, so that I can know. I went to him and he said to me, just do what God wants you to do. And that was my answer. And the Lord that year showed me of Lapidot and Deborah, how he allowed his wife to do what God had called him, her to
amen,
do.
Amen, amen. Wow, we're going to go to another song break quickly, and then we'll come back. And Pastor Natasha is going to share her books, the fact that God has used her to write 7 books. Mm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
7 books. She's an author, an amazing writer. So we're going to go to a song, and then we'll come back. Do not go away. The song is called You My Everything by Johan Brits. You My Everything. Enjoy, beloved.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, Pastor Natasha. But first and foremost, before I talk, I just want to do this quickly. Just rubbing that rubbing that anointing on me this afternoon. I believe, you know, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And the reason for my doing that, Pastor Natasha, I have my book, but it's on a stick.
Okay.
Mm. Amen.
Okay.
I have my book. It's on a stick.
So you need to bring it to life, my dear.
So I'm just, I just experienced that, you know, what the Lord is saying, that, you know, we don't meet people by chance.
Mm.
Mm.
Nothing. The righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Yeah. I believe that. And I believe
nothing
that,
is per chance.
You know, soon and very soon, my book will be on the...
Amen.
For the
Amen.
Because, you know...
We
what?
Speak life into it. I mean,
7 books, name. Pastor. Amen. I'm struggling with my 1 book. 7 books.
First book.
First book. Amen. Tell us about your books. Tell us about what is God doing now.
And how did you realize that you have a skill for writing?
I didn't actually know that. When I was in school, you know, high school, I always loved to... Ons moes briewe geskryf, né?
Yeah.
En opstellen, né? What do you call it in English?
Composition.
Yes, all of those things.
That, yeah.
So I always loved to do that. And when I got into radio and with Mensenal Stories, when it started with stories, people's stories.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, but hoe kom nou ek daarvan? And then it came up that Jesus was a storyteller.
Mm.
People were hanging on his lips, you know, sitting at his feet.
Wow.
He will tell parables, but he would tell them stories. And that was where I realized this is where the love and passion is coming from. So when I also came to the Lord, I had a bucket list of everything that I wanted to do for the Lord. And can you imagine everything that I've put on that list, everything I'd done? So when I started with my book, the book was the last thing that I had on the bucket list. I asked, Lord, am I going to die now? Because what am I going to do after this, Lord? There's nothing else on the bucket list.
Wow.
And the Lord said to me in that year, now you go out and you go and impact the world. Not knowing that I would start a YouTube channel, not knowing I would start a daily devotions, not knowing that I would get an award for that book, not knowing that A Men's in All Stories was birthed that year.
Wow.
And you know, truly, when I look back that year, I said, Lord, what happened this year? And the Lord showed me how I was busy sprinting in the spirit, finishing everything that he had told me to do in that year, and I had finished everything that he told me. So when I had the twins, you don't have sometimes... to spend with the Lord, especially with twins. That was a challenging 2 years of my life, you know, raising those two. And the Lord said to me, start writing a small a book for women, a daily planner, like a dagstukkies vir die besige vrou. You know, especially... for women that are busy, for women that feel, ek het nou nie die gedoen vir oggend, ek het die dit gedoen, ek het die dat gedoen. To show them there is seasons in your life where God understands.
Yeah.
He understands. As jy dat God staan nou gereed, met nie eister om vir jou te slaan nie, he understands that we go through those seasons as well. And he told me, start writing, take from the scriptures that I helped you with when you went through trying times in your life. And I did that.
Mm.
And then afterwards, I started with my own autobiography. But when you write an autobiography or when you write your life story, it just doesn't come so easy.
Yeah.
It took me 2 years to finish my book. Because every time I would get to a part where you have to go and relive that situation, I would close the laptop. There were times when my husband was sleeping and I was sitting there with a laptop busy crying because I needed to go back to go make right with that place. Wow. I have to go into that situation all over again.
But I'm sure it was healing, eh?
It was healing. That's why writing is healing. Talking about it is healing. That's why I always tell people, share your story. Share your stories because that brings healing for you as well. So I got an award that year for the book as well. And in the next year, we went to Houdini Spa. I thought, oh, lekker, because no klaar geskrywe. That was the book that I, you know, needed to birth. And yeah, I'm busy having quiet time. And the Lord just gives me a downpour of prayers out of the Bible, people in the Bible that prayed specific prayers in specific times and seasons of their lives, and how God took them out, you know, out of that situations. And I was writing, I couldn't keep up because of what came down and what is happening here. I couldn't keep up, you know.
Awesome.
And a few months after that, it was August month, and the Lord said to me, start sharing people's stories in book form. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? I went back to the people that was originally on Mensenal Stories. Lots of men or sukkel met julle manne om boeke uit julle te kry. So they said no. And oh, they're so busy and so busy.
I saw you interview the friend of mine, Denzel.
Denzel Moses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that man. Ooh, the love with the love of the Lord, you know. His testimony and his zeal for the Lord, you know, that is the thing. And so I started, and the Lord said to me, I had to get, and I said, Lord, but did I hear correctly? The Lord said, okay. So I said, Lord, what is the other plan? What do you know? The Lord said to me, now you go, and you go find women to share their stories. You know, in 2 months' time, that book was printed, their stories was published, and their Mensenal Stories, Woman Who Has Gone Through the Fire, was birthed. The next year, when we had the launch of that first book, the second book was already being birthed in the spiritual realm as well. So the next year, that book was done. We won an award the next year for that book as well. And then in that year, we did the third edition also of Women Horrific Stories. I'm sitting there, I'm doing editing, proofreading, layout, everything of the books. And yeah, I'm sitting and I thought, Lord, I can't imagine what this woman had gone through. And I can't even think, if you take my testimony with their testimony, oh my word, it's way beyond. And shared those women's stories, and then we also won awards for that books as well.
Amazing.
And that was also where my publishing also started, as Nat's Divine Connections. And then the Lord said to me, and I said, but I love this. I love what I'm doing. I love to sit behind the laptop and reading through people's stories and editing, proofreading, layout. I just love it. That is my quiet time.
He's your person.
That is my quiet
time.
Divine connection.
That is my quiet time. And I said, Lord, now where does this also come from? And the Lord said to me, that's why you needed to love your Afrikaans and your English subjects in school. And there I realized sometimes our young people don't understand why are we, you know, pressurizing them, because they don't know if what they did in school was going to be a career one day or a business one day. And last year also, when my daughter was sick, I decided that I wanted to do a book, because the whole time while she was sick, the Lord just said to me, a mother's love, a mother's love, a mother's love. How I had to leave everything in order to look after her. Yes, when she fell sick, she came home. Something that I also prayed to the Lord for many years, because she fell into drugs. She ended up in a drug house. She sold drugs. Her kids was in the house. I took the kids out of the house. I was on my way to go and take her out of the drug house. I would have walked in that house, because I know the Lord is on my side. And she said to me, 2 years before she passed, the Lord said to me, just start showing love. Just show love. And I did that, and our relationship started to bloom.
Wow.
And she said to me, Mommy, I never understood why you did what you had to do.
Thank you,
but today I understand. And
thank
I said,
Jesus.
Thank you for helping me, Mommy. Thank you for taking me and the kids out of that house.
Wow.
I never understood it, but now I understand it.
So,
That is why I wrote the books. I love writing. And another thing before we say goodbye, what the Lord said to me last year, and what I'm living by, is when Jesus turned the water into wine, he said, Mary said to them, they just do what he says. Do net wat hy vir julle sê om te doen. And that is what my life is built upon. That is what my life revolves around. Do net wat hy vir julle sê om te doen. Many people won't understand it. Many people will think, maar hoe kan sy 'n werk los om by die huis te gaan sit? I know what God had spoken to me in the secret place. I know what he has revealed to me. I know what I'm doing now because I'm doing it for his glory and I'm doing it for his purpose.
Wow.
We're going to go to a song quickly and then we're going to come back. We've got 2 minutes. So we're going to go to the song. Don't go anywhere, beloved. We've got a couple of comments on Facebook, so there are people listening, watching. Praise God. The song is called Your Love Defends Me. Your Love Defends Me by Mac. So enjoy, beloved. We'll be back. We are back, and we still have a few minutes left with Pastor Natasha. Pastor Natasha, just chatting to you and hearing your story, your life definitely speaks of a woman of resilience, a woman of strength, a woman that has made up her mind that her life is going to count for something, no matter where she come from, no matter what she's experienced, no matter the pain and the hurt that you've gone through, and that really has weight in the realms of the spirit. I really want you to just encourage that person that is sitting at home or in their car and they doubt that God has anything for them still. Mm. They doubt that there are substance on the inside of them to produce, you know, Daniel 11 verse 32 speaks about, and this was the theme for today's program, says those that know their God shall do exploits.
Amen.
Exploits. And so I'm always moved by people that are unashamed, bold, and fearless for the name and sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so just share with that one who is at home feeling lost, feeling down, feeling they have no value, no worth.
Amen. Thank you, Adelia. So for you that is sitting at home, when I started with the ministry, the Lord gave me a word, run with a vision that God had given you. So today I want to ask you, what is your vision? What is your vision? What is it that you have in your hand today? What is it that God had called you to do? When you feel, Natasha, but I've tried all these years to do something and there's just no door opening up for me. No, my dear brother and sister, there is a door. There is a door. You are just maybe knocking at the wrong door. Yeah. I've learned in this time and in this process of my life, I think it is Steve Harvey that says, there is more doors. So if that one door don't open, there must be other doors along the way that's going to open for you. So you are just standing too long by the wrong door. You just need to go out and see there is more doors that God wants to open up for you, or maybe that is already open, but you're not seeing it open already for you. So you need to go forth and go see, Lord, what is it that you have called me to do? No matter if you're sitting in a situation, you say, Lord, I'm going to put myself away. We normally say, I have a book at home that says, come away, my beloved. God wants you to come and sit in his presence to show you what is the next way, what is the next route for you to take, because God has a plan for you. We normally quote that scripture that says, I know the plans I have for you. Yes, God has a plan for you. Mm. I always say the word of God says, before we were created, when we were still in our mother's wombs, God already had a plan and a purpose for our lives. He already knew that Natasha was going to sit here. He already knew Natasha was going to write 7 books. Is it because Natasha is good? No, it's not because Natasha is good. It's because God is good and he has placed it on the inside of me to do whatever. Even if people say you can't do it, you go on, my dear brother and sister. Even if they naysayers here, naysayers there, you still go on and you do what God had called you to do. Even if it seems that you are failing along the way, you still get up and do what he had told you to do. I spoke to Delia them when we had an interview. In interval, I said to them, my main goal and purpose now, you know, we're getting older. Mm. Is for me, it's almost as if we're running a race, and along the way, all the things sometimes fall off. And for me, I'm at that stage where I'm busy picking up. Lord, what must I do? I'm busy picking up. What is next, Lord? What is next? Because I don't want to stand before God one day and God will say to me, but you didn't fulfill the purpose.
Yeah.
That I called you for, that I've created you for.
Amen.
We all have a purpose, and God has a plan for each
Hallelujah.
And every one of us.
Thank
so
you,
please
Jesus.
Get up, my dear brother and sister. Please get up. Die woord van die Here sê, trek aan die bereidwilligheid van jou skoene. Trek dit aan die bereidwilligheid om die evangelie te verkondig.
Hallelujah.
And run with the vision that God had called you for.
Amen.
Amen.
We're down to our last minute. Pastor Natasha, thank you so very much for coming, for availing yourself. I know that has ministered to someone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just for anyone that is interested in any one of your books, is there a contact number? How do they get a hold of you?
They can get me on my Facebook pages, Natasha Fick, Woman After God's Own Heart, Nat's Divine Connection, Men's Sinal Stories, my YouTube channel. There's also telephone number 084-680-5699. And you can also send me an email also at Cake and Bake. I used to bake as well. Cake and Bake, CakeAndBake. 91@gmail.com.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so very much. Beloved, thank you for joining us today. May you have a wonderful day, Apostle Brian.
Thank you very much, beloved, for joining us. Have a wonderful day. It was so awesome to be in your presence. And Apostle Natasha, I believe this is not the last, the first, but it's not going to be the last time.
Definitely.
You must keep yourself ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I think that I'm also in that way where you're going to pick up some things. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time, and thank you for always tuning in. Thank you for your faithfulness. May God bless you and have a wonderful, awesome, thriving Tuesday in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.